This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Turns out Brits are going to be the first to get a fully tested coronavirus vaccine. Regulators over there approved distribution this morning. First shots next week for healthcare workers. Over here, meanwhile, logisticians are taking over because it is going to take all kinds of coordination to get the vaccine to everybody. The obvious places to get your shots are going to be doctor's offices and pharmacies, right? Also, possibly, as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, workplaces as well.
Think of this working like those flu shot days lots of companies host every fall. The boss brings the vaccine to you because maybe you're a little busy or forgetful or whatever.
It turns out that we're really bad at following through on our intentions.
Katie Milkman researches behavior and health at the Wharton School.
And that's going to be, I think, one of the biggest challenges related to this vaccine.
Making vaccines more convenient is the most effective way to get more people to take them. And Dan Salmon, who directs the Institute for Vaccine Safety at Johns Hopkins, says it would help establish trust if health professionals could give vaccines in the workplace.
Often they give stickers that say, hey, I got vaccinated. So that's helping to create social norms. And social norms are really very important.
The COVID vaccine could be given at places like offices and malls and universities. But that would come with some challenges. The Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit, a bit colder than the break room freezer.
And plus it's two doses, so they have to come back for the second dose. So it really would take a lot of planning.
Claire Hannon directs the Association of Immunization Managers. She says by the time we reach mass distribution, there may be versions of the vaccine that are easier to store and administer.
So hopefully there'll be better options than trying to lug an ultra-cold freezer into the workplace.
Hannon thinks if employer-sponsored vaccinations do happen, they'll become so popular that the biggest hurdle won't be these logistics, but finding enough healthcare professionals to keep up with demand. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.